Transcribed.
From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are brought to you by Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. For the first time, you'll get the cigarette that's much milder, with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. By Anison for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And by Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Hi, folks, and thank you. Well, spread out, everybody. Here comes another segment of the old Martin and Lewis Show. I note that Jerry isn't around right now, and if this state of affairs will hold for a few minutes, we might find time for a fast course of Bye Bye Blackbird. Pack a ball of my cares and my woes, well, here I go, singing low, bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, honey, so is she. Bye, bye, my blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. All the hard luck stories they all hand me. So make a bed, honey, light the light. I'm coming home late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Oh, pack up all of my cares and my woes. Well, here I go, singing low. Bye-bye, my blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, honey, so is she. Bye-bye, my blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. All the hard luck stories they all hand me. So make the bed, honey, light to light. I'm coming home late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure.
Pack up all your birds and wheels, holy me.
Jerry, I told you 1,000 times not to come out this way. Why? Why? Why must you behave yourself in this loud, vulgar manner? What have you got to say for yourself?
Don't be angry, Bubby.
Oh, how can I help being angry? Everything is peaceful, and then you come out screaming in that voice that only a mother could love.
Dean, she doesn't like it either.
Oh, let's face it, Jerry. I might as well be Frank.
All righty, I'll be Alfred. Want to go bowling, Frank?
Look, when I said I might as well be Frank, I didn't mean I might as well be Frank.
Why? Is Alfred a better bowler?
Jerry, this is no joke. I'm serious.
You're serious? You mean you stopped being Italian?
Now, this stupidity must run in your family. It's got to run. Are other members of your family okay?
Well, we are having a little trouble with Uncle Fred. Last night, he jumped out of a third-floor window.
Well, was he in his right mind?
Right mind, wrong floor.
Oh. Jerry, you know, I'm convinced. You have no sense at all. You don't even know when you're being insulted.
Oh, yes, I do, Dean Martin. And I'm getting pretty tired of it, too. One of these days, I'm going to blow my top.
With your top, what have you got to lose?
Yeah, well, I don't like it. And another thing, I just talked to our agent, and he told me that 60-40 isn't an even split.
Now, Jerry, are you going to believe strangers, or are you going to believe your partner?
Don't try to talk me out of it, Dean Martin. I don't know from that 60-40. Let's get back to that 70-30.
Okay.
Quick.
Jay, you shouldn't worry about money. Don't forget, you can't take it with you.
Why not? I'm only going as far as the bank.
Honestly, I've never met anyone so mercenary.
Yeah, well,
you finally did it. You swore at me.
Okay, Hilda. Let's get ready for our first guest. Do you know who our first guest is?
Yep.
Who?
Me.
Who?
You're our first guest. And pray tell, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, sir, it's been quite some time since I've sung a song, sir.
Well,
Well, you know, Dean, how you're always singing romantic songs about the moon and stuff. Well, I'm going to sing one of those kind of songs, too.
Well, all righty. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis sings his new recording written by Hal Bourne and Danny Shapiro entitled North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana Moon.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana Moon. Keep shining on Oklahoma, Minnesota, Arkansas, and Georgia in June. It's plain to see you're the moon for me. I'm crazy about your panorama. For when you're shining on Tennessee, you overlap a little on Alabama. North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana moon. I miss you when I'm in Kentucky and the sun is shining brightly at noon. I know you're busy, but if you have a little moment that's free, throw a little glow on the one who waits for me. Oh, North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana moon. Oklahoma, Minnesota, Arkansas, and Georgia in June. It's plain to see you're the moon for me. I'm crazy about your panorama. For when you're shining on Tennessee, you overlap a little on Alabama. North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana moon. Oh, when I'm in Kentucky and the sun is shining brightly at noon. I know you're busy, but if you have a little moment that's free, throw a little glow on the one who waits for me. Oh, North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana moon. But I'm from Jersey. North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois.
Jerry has tuned up his pear-shaped vocal cords. I'm sure he's in good form to join us all as we sound off for Chesterfield. We've traveled the country far and wide, from the Atlantic to the Pacific side.
From north to where they say you all, more and more you hear this call.
Chesterfield.
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 Milder there, much milder, milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
Chesterfields are selling more, from Denver to Miami shore, from old St. Louis to Sandy Hook.
If you don't smoke them, you're a schnook.
Protect your smoking fun.
That's right.
No aftertaste when you're done.
That's right.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Well, folks, pretty soon you'll be hearing us talk about Chesterfield sales increasing in your hometown, just as they are increasing fast in Indianapolis, Portland, Maine, Atlanta, and Georgia, and also all over the country. The reasons for this are simple. Chesterfields are much milder and give you the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. The way to prove that is to smoke them. Sound off for Chesterfields, and do it today. Well, long about 8 years ago, I was sitting with a young lady in a roadside cafe when the Nickelodeon at our elbow lit up for a tender tune. As a hopeful young singer, I don't mind saying that I envied the popular vocalist on the record that we were listening to. I'd sure have been happy to know then that I'd be singing the same song for you now.
Close to you, I will always stand. Close to you, though you're far away. You'll always be near, as though you were here by my side. No matter where, in my dreams I'll find you there, close to me, sharing your caress. Can't you see you're my happiness? Wherever you go, my heart will go too. What can I do? It only wants to be close to you. Can I do? It only wants to be close to you.
Thank you very much. Well, this is a good time for me to roll out the red carpet for our special guest while you listen to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, if you suffer from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, you should discover what many thousands have known for years, that Anacin brings incredibly fast, effective relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Probably at some time you have received an envelope containing Anacin tablets from your physician or dentist. Thousands of people have been introduced to Anacin this way. Try Anacin yourself the next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. You'll be delighted at how quickly relief can come. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Your druggist has Anacin in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets. And economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100 for your medicine cabinet. Ask for Anacin today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, comes time to introduce our guest. One of the most exciting young stars to light up the Hollywood sky in many, many a moon. She's one of our most glamorous personalities and a very talented actress, Miss Rhonda Fleming, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, folks. Hi, Dean.
Well, Rhonda, it's wonderful having you on the show tonight, and I've just got to tell you how wonderful you look. Honest, you're beautiful. Positively ravishing.
Well, thank you, Dean. It certainly is nice of you to read that.
Well, seriously, Rhonda, just wait till Jerry sees you.
Oh, well, I hope he...
Hey, Dean, have you seen...
Well, look who's here. Hiya, Herman.
Herman?
Jerry, this is Miss Fleming.
Yeah, sure, Miss Fleming.
What's the matter, Herm? You on a lamb?
Jerry, are you crazy? Look at that luscious hair. Those lovely white shoulders, that gorgeous figure, those deep blue eyes. How could this be Herman?
You're right, Dean. Herman had brown eyes.
Brown eyes.
Jerry. Did your mother ever drop you on your head when you were a baby?
No, mother was too busy. Dad had to do it.
Jerry, this is no way to behave in front of a beautiful star like Miss Fleming.
Gosh, Dean, this boy isn't the least bit subtle, is he?
Wait a second. The word is subtle.
No, it's not. It's subtle. You don't pronounce the B.
Listen, baby, for the money we pay these writers, I want every letter pronounced.
Jerry, you've seen Rhonda in a lot of films, remember? Look at that rust-colored hair.
Yeah, how about that? Somebody leave out in the rain, sister?
What's the matter, Jerry? Don't you like my hair?
Honey, I'd like your hair even if you didn't have any.
My, what a horrible thought.
What's so horrible? I used to go with a bald-headed girl.
Really?
Oh, sure. I went with this bald-headed girl, all right. I remember how I used to sit and run my hand through her scalp.
Well, did you actually take her to dances and parties?
Only to masquerades. She used to go as a melon.
You'll have to excuse him, Rhonda. You see, no one ever troubled to tell him the facts of life.
Hear now. No one had to tell me the facts of life. You want to hear them? Okay. These are the facts.
Big people have children. There are two kinds of children, babies and puppies. If the children are babies, the people are people. If the children are puppies, the people are dogs.
Dean, you should have a talk with this boy. Really, why he should be taken to task.
Oh, goody, is that anywhere near Hoboken?
Oh, Jerry.
Well, I love Hoboken. As a matter of fact, I know the cutest little man there. He's an organ grinder.
Strange that you should say that. It's so strange, Rhonda. It is strange. It just happens that our play tonight is about an organ grinder.
No.
Yes,
Gee,
Rhonda.
I love plays about organ grinders.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight our stars pay tribute to that unsung hero of the music field, the organ grinder. The little man who wanders through the neighborhood spreading music and good cheer. Tonight's tender little scene takes place in the teeming streets of New York. And there we find our principal characters.
My name is Giuseppe. Every day I walk down the street with my nice music and Sam, my little monkey.
My name is Maria. Every day I look out my window and watch Giuseppe walk down the street with his music. And Sam, his little monkey.
My name is Sam. I'm the little monkey. So you people to laugh at monkeys, don't forget, you descended from us. Boy, do I hate working for that Giuseppe. I do all the work, he gets all the big money. Uh-oh, here we go again.
And to think I had a chance to go with Guy Lombardo.
Hey, come on, Sam. We go down to the street and we play the music, huh?
Music sounds more like a Sicilian good humor truck.
Hey, Ma, take a look at this beautiful girl in the window.
She's so pretty. I wish she didn't live way up on the third floor.
Oh, organ grinder, will you send your monkey upstairs, please?
My shoes, lady. I'm sending him right up my shoe.
My shoes, are my shoes. I get nosebleeds, he says, are my shoes.
Hey, listen to me, Sam. I don't want to know monkey business.
Yes, so go team up with a squirrel.
Why don't you both come up, I'll give you some pasta fazool with matzo balls.
Wow, is this kid confused? That's the sound of awkward darkness for me. Come on, Sam. I'll carry up to the third floor. Well, how do you like that? Here we are over there. Here's the fourth floor.
Ain't that sound man overdoing it a bit?
Come in.
Hey, hello, lady. My name is Giuseppe. Every day I walk down the street with my nice music and a Sam and my little monkey.
My name is Maria. Every day I look out my window and I watch Giuseppe walk down the street with his music and Sam, his little monkey.
My name is Sam. And I'm wondering what page you cats are on now.
My goodness. What an adorable little monkey.
Hey, Sam. This is a girl. She's crazy on you.
Yeah? Well, I'll be a human's uncle.
No, you'll be a monkey's uncle.
No, you'll be a monkey's uncle.
You know, Giuseppe, your monkey looks like Jerry Lewis.
Please, Maria, I don't like when you insulted my monkey.
Yeah, and a monkey no like when you insult Jerry Lewis.
Giuseppe, I must be crazy, but is that Sam talking?
Well, it ain't Teddy Snowcrop.
Giuseppe, a talking monkey. Why, you can make a fortune.
No.
You can put him on television.
No.
Well, you can put him in the movies.
No.
But he's marvelous. May I pick him up and hold him?
If he says no this time, I'll bite his nose off.
Here, Sam. Oh, you sit in my lap. My nice, soft fur.
Easy, lady. I've just been Hollanderized.
Listen, Sammy Cat, if you were smart...
If you say one more nasty thing to Sam, well, you'll have to leave.
Now you're talking, baby. How's about a kiss?
But I'd never kissed a monkey before.
Ah, come on. It's no different than kissing a gopher.
Hey, listen, Sam. You shouldn't be messing around with the girls. Why you should even look there? Why think a kid... Why do you torture yourself this way? Why? Why? Don't just stand with egg on your face. Why?
I like it. I like it.
Tell me, Giuseppe, how much money do you make with Sam?
Well, I don't rightly know. Sam is he steals some of my pennies. I don't keep a counter.
Giuseppe?
Yeah?
You accuse me of stealing pennies. You think that I, Sam the monkey, would stoop to such a thing? And after all the years you've been together with me, I'd...
Oh, shame on you, Giuseppe, accusing Sam of... stealing your pennies.
Boy, I'd like to conk him with a people wrench.
Okay, smart, the guy we see. I'm going to turn you upside down.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Giuseppe. I only stole 2 pennies, honest, 2 pennies.
Here we go. I turn you upside down. Now, this is what you call a 2 pennies.
Well, I did make a few investments.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, no, you get out.
As we organized organ grinders step down the street to pick up the pennies, we leave this territory to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments... For your breathless moments.
Chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments...
Chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Well, Jerry and I do a lot of arguing on this program, but it's really all in fun. Way down deep, we're very fond of each other. We've been together for 5.5 years now, and we're going to try real hard to make it an even 100. Lots of people have asked how we got together in the first place. And it's a real hard thing to explain, because we sort of came to each other out of nowhere and stuck together ever since, which is probably why I've always loved this next number, Out of Nowhere.
to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found a tree, wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere. Made every hour sweet as a flower to me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me. I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me.
Singing gets better and better and better.
Well, thanks,
Jer. And better and better, and it's really terrific.
Well,
and it's better. And
thanks, Jer.
It gets better all the time.
Thanks.
Better and terrific. It's
all right, all right. I know. My singing's getting better and better.
What a ham.
Excuse me, fellas, but, well, this looks like it should be time for good night.
Gee, Rhonda, I had hopes of taking you out tonight.
Oh, but, Jerry, I don't really know you.
Yeah, that's why I had hope.
Some other time, Jerry. Good night, boys.
Good night, Rhonda.
Good night, Rhonda, darling, and thanks for being so nice.
Folks, before we sign off, I'd like to remind you once again of the campaign to find a cure for muscular dystrophy, the disease that strikes young and old alike and always ends in death. The campaign needs your support. Without your contributions, the research cannot continue and the cure may never be found. Let's all pitch in and see that this doesn't happen. Mail your contributions to MDA, 21 East 40th Street, New York City, New York. That's MDA, 21 East 40th Street, New York, New York. Thank you.
Well, folks, until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis remind you that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our current picture, Sailor Beware.
Good night, everybody.
See you.
Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed The Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Beck, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. For the first time, you'll get the cigarette that's much milder, with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. By Anison, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And by Beeman's Pepsi, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. Rhonda Fleming can currently be seen co-starring with Ronald Reagan in Paramount's Technicolor picture, Hong Kong.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.